ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We'll discuss the fourth sutra of the fourth chapter of Bhakti Sutras. So we already learned in the fourth chapter as to premam or love, pure love is anirvachaniyam. So even as when we taste a very sweet food, like when we taste something which is very sweet, very tasty, we cannot express it. So there are people like who go to marriage parties, they have food there, and then like when they come back, after they come back, when somebody asks, oh, how was the food, like they'll say, oh, pramadam, they'll say, oh, super. So that is like, that is a way of can we kind of in a way quantify that super or pramadam? Definitely we cannot. It is something which is related to taste. It just has to be experienced, but that doesn't mean that it is tough, because there are people who have realized, but such pure love is very rare. So that is where whenever we see such pure love being displayed, then we flock around that place. So if like people would have watched the movie called Jurassic Park, if there is something like Jurassic Park, of course there are Disneyland and other things, skiing or Niagara Falls. So there are things which are rare, but pure love is still rarer. So that is why many people like flock around Amma. So there are people like, people will even fight in order to be near Amma. Fighting? Will people fight for love? Definitely, for love, anything can be done for love. So, a mother will even steal if it will feed her child. So, a mother will be able to do that. That is, in a way, more towards pure love. So, Amma's two main sannyasi disciples. Saumya and Gayatri. So Gayatri is Amrita Prana and Saumya is Krishna Amrita Prana. They used to always fight as to who would be near to Amma, who would like sleep with Amma. So that used to happen at all times. So it happens like with impure love, fighting is also something which is in a way like it is acceptable, we can say. So it is very rare, but still it is very rare. How can we really know? Can we like really in a way identify bhakti? So that is what Narada does in the fourth sutra. So first Narada started by telling that anirvachaniyam prema swarupam. Premam or pure love, which is bhakti, that is impossible to express. Anirvachaniyam, it cannot be expressed in words. Muka asvadhanavat, even as a dumb person, if he eats a very tasty food, like how will he say that it is tasty? He cannot express in a similar way. But still, it does exist in few people, or it is revealed in few people. Prakashate kvapi patre. So how can we know whether or what is this pure love? What are the, at least vaguely, if we can know the characteristics of such pure love. So Narada says guna rahitam, it is beyond guna. So gunas in a way, like sattva, rajas, tamas, those are the gunas, or like we can also consider guna here as attribute. Attribute means like our height and weight, those are attributes. So in a similar way we can consider like that as well. So even as like that, like whatever we have attributes, pure love is attributeless. That which has attributes, that can be expressed in words. So we can express like as to how a person looks, the look or physique of a person, we can express it because height and weight, height, weight, or like something else, how like the ratio of the bottom part of the body or leg to body ratio, hair length, length of one's hand, face. So all those, like there are a lot of attributes to express, but pure love is attributeless. There are no attributes to express it. Like there are no attributes which can qualify, which can limit pure love. So even worldly love, like whatever in this chapter Narada speaks, are partially applicable even to worldly love. So worldly love, wherever we see like worldly love, or at least for a short period of time, worldly true love, there we can find that it is attributeless. We cannot say that okay, it is very strong. Oh yeah, your love is very strong. We cannot say, we'll just say, oh, she loves you very much. Even that very much is something like it is meant. That's the reason why in back in India, like people consider love has a different meaning. But here people, like when they interact with others, if they are a little bit close, they will say, I love you. Okay, my dear friend, I love you, take care. People use it. So that means there it is attributeless. It can, there are no attributes, there are no nothing to quantify it. So true love cannot be limited, which also means that it is infinite. That which cannot be limited by gunas, by attributes or sattva, rajas, tamas, means cannot be tainted by good sattva, rajas, like average or middle, and then tamas, bad. So it cannot be tainted, we can say untainted or unlimited. It is infinite. So this quality is very important, because like if we have true love for Ishvara, then our relationship with Ishvara will be kind of infinite. It cannot be quantified. So when somebody says, I love Amma, so there itself, like it is in a way, it is not, the person hasn't yet achieved true love. A person who has true love doesn't need to say, he'll not say at all, because it cannot be expressed in words. Amrita Swarupa Ananda doesn't say, I love Amma. Or Meera Bhai didn't say, I love you, Krishna. No. She couldn't even say, I love you, Krishna, because only Krishna is there for her. And in that state, like where it is infinite, everything is infinite, attributeless. So if a person is having like infinite, or like remembering the infinite, which means guna rahitam, means infinite, is remembering the infinite. So here we have to understand that Ishvara is infinite. So love of Ishvara means love of the infinite is of always infinite. Love of a poor person will make us also poor, that is also poor. So love of infinite Ishvara, that love is also infinite. And in such a case, A person who has true love for Ishvara, kamana rahitam, there will be no kamana. Kamana means there will be no desires. Desires will cease for a person who has true love for Ishvara. Of course, we don't have to say true love for Ishvara. True love can only be with Ishvara. Worldly love, whatever we see, the maximum or like the peak love that we can see in worldly relationships are with respect to a mother and son, and that is also tainted these days. And the relationship between a guru and shishya, there it is like a bhakta and Ishvara. So guru and shishya and Ishvara and bhakta, that there Those are the two cases where we can find true love. That means they're infinite. It will be infinite, there will be no desires. So a bhakta, a true bhakta, doesn't desire anything. He doesn't even desire moksha. Muktikyam illamme tellumasha. Vendadi premaswarupam adumatram. I don't want even moksha, I just want premaswarupam. Because premam itself is moksha. So there is no desire there. Such a person who is remembering Ishvara, that is moksha. Why would he want any more moksha? That is moksha. So will a person be so foolish to have moksha and still search for it? Then he is kuchu, kuchu, and where are my glasses? The story, short story that we would have learned in school. So kuchu, like having, he has his glasses on his head and then he goes on searching for his glasses everywhere. So a bhakta, he is remembering Ishvara, and that itself is moksha. So he doesn't need any other desires, worldly desires, of course, with Ishvara. If Ishvara is remembered, bliss is there. Then what worldly desires, what spiritual desires, what moksha? That is where Krishna gives a very beautiful shloka of a person who goes beyond the gunas. Kairlingaihi trin gunan atito bhavati prabho kima acharah kadam chetan trin gunan ativartate. So when Krishna says in the 14th chapter, like which is Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogam, Krishna says there that nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drashtanu pashyati gunebhyashtya varam veti madbhavam so adigachyati gunanetan samatitya trin dehi deha samudbhavan. So Krishna says that the gunas are the doer. A person is beyond gunas. A person is just a witness. Person who knows the gunas, which means like in gunas are another perspective of ahankaram or manas. So a person who knows this, he is a mere witness, and such a person attains me very easily. So then Arjuna has a doubt, like kair lingaihi trin gunan atito bhavati prabho. So lingas are ways to find out. Can you give me some traits of a person who has gone beyond gunas? Guna rahitam means premam, a person who is beyond gunas. How can you say that? So Krishna says prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava na dveshti sampravrittani na nivrittani kankshati. So the three gunas of sattva, rajas and tamas, prakasham. So there is prakasham, there is light, light of knowledge, light of dhyanam, light of bhajanam, light of jabam. All those are sattva guna pradhana activities. So good activities, spiritual activities, prakasham or pravruttim, rajas, more of action, doing a lot of social service, running here and there, like Amma is going to come in May and June, Amma is coming. So let me like do some seva, let me like arrange, let me be part of the volunteering or part of the committee, various committees. So a lot of action. Moham eva cha pandava, and moham, delusion, laziness, sleepiness. Some people like always sleep. They have got varam from Kumbhakarna, therefore they always sleep. So all these three. So prakasham, pravrittim or moham means like positive spiritual activities, normal activities or the worse activities. During all those, na dveshti sampravrittani, when a person attains any of these, oh moham, somehow today I feel a bit sleepy. Na dveshti sampravrittani, when he has achieved that, when he is feeling sleepy, na dveshti, he doesn't get angry. Oh, I cannot do my dhyanam. And he doesn't get angry. At the same time, na nivrattani kankshati. So when he achieves any of these, he doesn't get angry. And like if he has achieved it, like he will not be na nivrattani kankshati. He doesn't desire to get away as well. So when we are forced, like when we are about to sleep, or like when we are, like when somebody says, okay, you should do dhyanam, so dhyanam is forced, we'll say, we'll get angry, oh no, I can't do dhyanam, and we'll want to get away from it. Or dhyanam, like some people, we are all spiritual people, so we like dhyanam, we want to do dhyanam, but while doing dhyanam, sleep comes, so we get angry. Huh, I shouldn't get this sleep, and then we want to get rid of it. So when like person gets into any of these, he doesn't get angry, nor does he have the desire to get away from it, because he is a mukta. He is a liberated person. He is not bound by it. Of course, we should not like sleep while doing dhyanam. Sadhakas still have to follow the rules. Sadhakas have to play by the book or by the scriptural text. After realization, a realized master, a person who has achieved his true love, he'll not have any desires, not even the desire like some he is into a big mess. So somebody like he somehow got into something like some, like he has to talk about politics. So he has to talk about politics. So he doesn't like desire to get out of it. If it is politics, he'll immediately speak. If it is something else, he will immediately speak. And like one fine day, he doesn't have anything to speak, then also he will be happy, because kamana rahitam. So whatever comes, he accepts it as Ishwara's will, and like he doesn't desire anything. There is no desire at all. And this pure love, the more and more a person experiences it, it has no bound. It is infinite. It is infinite means infinity can grow. Add like more to infinity, it will still be infinity. It will grow, keep on growing. The growth will have no limit. So pratikshana vardhamanam, each pratikshanam, each and every second vardhamanam, it will increase. So this pure love, once a person gets this pure love, then it will keep on increasing. So it will not stop with oneself. It will be seen in one's body. A person who has this true love, his body will be bright, his body will be like glowing, and like that will spread to the environment around him. So plants, so even we can see in cases like we can see that plants around such Mahatmas, like plants will blossom very well. Animals will be very happy around such a person. So pratikshana vardhamanam, there is no limit to it, because it is infinite. It will keep on increasing. So we should in a way like understand this, that increasing means that it will always be there, it will never get reduced. So either since a person who has pure love is a devotee, is a parabhakta, who has parabhakti, therefore it cannot increase. But here it means that it won't get decreased, but it will spread throughout his life, throughout his family. Nasya brahma vitukule bhavati. A person who has realized sayo havai tat paramam brahma veda. A person who has known Brahman, known Ishvara, who is a true bhakta, there will be no person in his entire kula who doesn't know Brahman. So in a bhakta's family, everybody will be forced to become bhaktas. You can see that very easily, like in many families who go to Amma. So first like the wife will start going to Amma, and then the husband will like think, okay, what is it that she gets from Amma? I have to go and see. He'll go and see, he'll also become devotee, and then he will recommend his brothers, sisters, mother, father, and the entire family will be made to become bhakta. So it will never get reduced. It will like give us immense bliss each and every minute. And avichinnam, so avichinnam, here avichinnam means it is like without any break. So if it is increasing, like there will be no break. So those are two different aspects of the same thing. So it is always increasing, that means it will not break. The person who has gained pure love, he cannot be without thinking about Ishvara. Ishvara's thought will not break or get away from his mind. So people like who love somebody in the world, a guy meets a girl, and then he develops a passion for her, and the passion becomes love. When it becomes love, then he cannot remain without remembering her. So he'll come, he'll be calling her, he'll be seeing her. He'll try to do, like, he'll try to pervade his mind with her. So whether he wants or not, like, it will be there. So even if he wants to work, he'll not be able to work. So that's why in old movies, people who are in love, like, they will not shave, they'll grow beard and other things. We can see that because they're always thinking about their love. So in true love also, a person is always thinking about Ishvara, therefore avichinnam. It is unbroken, there is no breaking in the thought of Ishvara or thought about Ishvara. And sukshmataram, so it is very subtle. It is something which cannot be, like, through the traits or through the characteristics we can identify it, but it is very subtle. So since it is subtle, like, we cannot look at a person and say, oh, he has pure love. We cannot judge, we cannot go by that, because it is sukshmataram, it is very subtle. So the feeling is also subtle. So the happiness or bliss a person gets out of true love, the feeling is also very subtle. It is something which we cannot be expressed outside. It is very subtle. It is at the mental plane, like even subtler than the mind. It is the Atman. Atman is subtler than the mind. Anovaraniyan mahato mahiyan atma asya jantor nihitam guhayam sukshmatva tad avijneyam. So it is like sukshmatva. So it is like inside tadu antarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasya asya bahyatah. There are many shlokas, scriptural statements which denote this thing, that the Atman is deep inside, it is very subtle. So subtle means like that which is very subtle cannot be grasped by sense organs. It cannot be objectified. So very, very tiny particles, like they can't be objectified by our naked eyes. We have to use a microscope to see them. Similarly, like if it is more subtle, like subtler things cannot be perceived or grasped. So if it is very subtle, then how can we really know? So that's why it is it's in fact very tough to judge another person, whether a person is a true devotee. So the only criteria is anandam. We'll be able to get anandam from such a person. So other criteria are there, but they will overlap worldly people's criteria or worldly people's characteristics as well. So we can't just go by them. But for ourselves, it is very subtle, but it is anubhava rupam. It is it is of the nature of experience. So here experience is not like external experience or not a worldly experience, not even mental experience. Here it is aparoksha anubhavam. Aparoksha anubhavam means intrusive experience, like oneself, experience of oneself. So it is the innermost experience. So we can clearly experience it. Like it is very immediate. There is no mediator, there is no medium. It is very close to ourselves. So aparoksham. Aparoksham means very sakshat. Aparokshat, direct. And aparoksham means immediate, very close. Like that is what is called as intrusive experience. So we can experience that because it is bliss. So blissful state is something which can be experienced. It is the experience of oneself. It is very close, very subtle. It cannot be expressed. But a person who develops this pure love, it will be always there. It will be growing again and again. Such a person, though he wants to get away from Ishvara, he cannot do that. So Shankara, in one of his works, he says that na icchan api samuchyate. A person who has conquered the ego, a person who has realized, or like who has conquered the ego, though he doesn't want, he is realized. He doesn't have an option. So a person who has true love for Ishvara doesn't have the choice, or cannot make the decision of whether to remember Ishvara or not, because there is no other option. Ishvara will always be there. Such a person cannot be away from Ishvara. But why would a person want to be away from such Ishvara, such blissful state? It is like blissful state that we are seeking, and once we get it, like a person will never want to get away from it. So that means these characteristics, like we can see as to where we stand with respect to these characteristics. Gunarahitam, are we going beyond all bondages? Are our desires getting reduced? We know what to do. What to do? Remember Ishvara at all times. Remember that everything is Ishvara. So if we remember that everything is Ishvara, there is no other desires. There is no gunam. There is no attribute. There is no limitation, because whatever comes, if something good is happening, Ishvara's blessing, Ishvara's grace. Something bad is happening, Ishvara's will. There is only Ishvara. Then what good and bad? What good and bad when everything is Ishvara? Sama dukkha sukha swastaha sama loshtashma kanchanaha tulya priya priyo dhiras tulya nindatma samstutihi manapamanayoho tulyaha tulya mitrari pakshayoho sarvarambha parityagi gunatitasya uchyate. In the same 14th chapter of Gita, Krishna says sama dukkha sukha swastaha. Person swastam, he is like remaining relaxed. Sama sukha dukkha, sama dukkha sukha, sukham and dukkham is same for him. Sama loshtashma kanchanaha, with like mud, clay, or like mud and other things like wood, gold, everything is seen in the same way. Tulya priya priyo, priyam and apriyam, liked and disliked, all like he sees in the same way. Dhiraha, he is a dhira, brave person, courageous person. Tulya ninda atma samstuti, he ninda and atma samstuti, praise and curse, both he takes the same way. Mana apamaniyo ho tulya, manam and apamanam, both are same. Tulya mitra ari pakshayo ho, so friend and foe, both are also same. So sarvarambha parityagi, such a person is staying away from all actions. So he is staying away from actions by splitting himself from the ego. He doesn't renounce everything and go sit inside a cave and meditate. No, he does actions externally, but internally, Ishvara arpitam naichaya kritam, he is offering everything to Ishvara. Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara, asakta karma, he is offering everything to Ishvara, therefore there is no doership there. And therefore, sarva arambha parityagi, he doesn't have attachment to the action. He doesn't crave for the fruit of action. Guna atita, he has gone beyond gunas. Gunas bind a person. Gunas give sukham and dukkham respectively when sattva and tamas is there. Therefore, a person is not tossed between sukham and dukkham. Person who has gained this pure love, he will be ever blissful. And it's very easy to get, very easy to achieve, just one sadhana of remembering Ishvara, remembering that everything is one Ishvara, and trying to do all actions as an offering onto that Ishvara. It's very simple, it's very easy to do. The more and more we do it, the more and more bliss we will get. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to experience, like intuitively experience or gain aparoksha anubhavam, immediate experience of this true love. We'll continue in the next day. Oh, sure.